Brian is back with more business news.
Angus, thank you. The official figures for property prices are based on transactions, so by their very nature, there's a bit of a lag in what's being presented. However, measures based on the asking prices for properties can often act as a leading indicator as to what's happening in the wider market. Well, one such report is compiled by myhome.ie. The analysis is conducted by Davy's chief economist, Conal McCriller, who's here now. The official figures, Conal, are showing a deceleration in property price growth. You've had three quarters of declines in asking prices, followed by a quarter of price increases. So what's happening in the market?
Well, I think last year, clearly, there's a degree of overvaluation and froth in the market. There was some inevitable correction. We've seen prices in Dublin fall for seven consecutive months. But when you look at internationally, people are worried about double-digit price falls, potentially places like the United Kingdom. I think when we look at our housing market, pricing has certainly softened. But this quarter's My Home report shows that certainly we're not looking at big falls. You know, inflation is still running at 2%. And that's not too surprising given just how tight the market is. You know, there's a lack of supply, only 14,000 properties listed for sale at the moment. And then you look at demand. The central bank loosened the mortgage lending rules last year. People are still taking on more debt. If you look at the amount of mortgage approvals this year, up 4%. So the economy has performed tremendously well. So demand is strong, supply is still impaired, and you know there's certainly a degree of correction that we've seen already. But I think what we saw in terms of asking prices shows us that we're looking at kind of broadly flat, soft price increases this year. But I mean, this is not a great place to be. The housing market is still not quite dysfunctional, maybe is the wrong word, but there's certainly a lack of housing out there.
Well, let's take a closer look at those two main drivers, supply and demand. Supply hit a bit of a bump during the pandemic. How's it looking now, both in terms of new builds and second-hand homes coming onto the market?
Well, I mean, housing supply has beaten all expectations. I mean, no one would have expected last year that we would build 30,000 units. There was a lot of talk about input cost inflation hurting viability and that housing starts and completions might fall away in 2023. We are now forecasting around 30,000 units. Again, starts have beaten expectations. That seems to be largely apartment development. But, I mean, standing back from the sort of recent data, the big issue is we're not building 40 to 50,000 houses, which is probably required to start making real inroads into the pent-up demand that we've built up over the past 5, 6, 7, 8 years.
And demand, no shortage of demand there, but are rising interest rates starting to play a role in having an impact on prices?
Well, not yet. If you look at the average mortgage approval in May, it was €297,000. It was up 3.8% in the year. At the end of last year, there's the surprise decision by the Central Bank of Ireland to loosen the mortgage lending rules. So that's allowed people to take on more debt. So even though interest rates are higher, people are taking on higher levels of debt, and that's going to be inflationary in the medium term. So we may see further increases in mortgage rates and further increases in the ECB rate, and that may be felt in 2024. But at the moment, people are taking on higher levels of mortgage debt as they're competing for the limited pool of properties that are available.
We're only a year into the start of interest rate hikes. It was just a year ago now since the ECB started hiking. The banks haven't passed on the full extent of the rate increases. So is there a possibility that we haven't seen the full extent of the interest rate increases washing through the market as yet?
Almost certainly. I mean, the ECB itself is expected to raise just in a couple of weeks' time. In July and again in September, that's the market expectations. That's another 50 basis points. So that may well be passed through to mortgage rates and that may slow the market, hurt affordability. So again, I think these are things that, you know, the days of double digit house price inflation in Ireland are probably gone. You know, affordability is clearly stretched. Wage growth is running sort of 3-4%. And I think that's the kind of natural anchor for where house prices are likely to go over the next couple of years. Interest rates may mean that we may see softer growth in 2024. That's certainly a risk.
Conal McCrillia of Davy, thank you very much indeed for that.